Fuelnet Radio presents
Where We Live, What We Learn, Convenience Project Class 4A. Today you'll hear an interview with our class teacher, Mr. Klaffenberg. Furthermore, two boys of our class will introduce themselves and give a brief survey of the topics they have worked on. My name is Tanja Maria and I will be back after the next song.
My Sharona.
in the radio program, which we will renew fortnightly, we want to communicate with our partner class in Tenerife, but also inform our listeners about the principles and aims of a Comenius project. What is that? The answer is given in the following interview.
My name is Günther Klaffenböck. I'm a teacher for German language and physical education. And I am also the organizer of the Comenius project. We made the application last year and we started this autumn, and it will last for 2 years. In this project we collaborate with a school in Tenerife, Spain, from Orotava. In our school I'm in charge of project organized by the European Union, so-called Comenius projects, which are for schools. There are other projects organized by the Agency for Lifelong Learning. There are also other projects for students, Erasmus projects, and there are also projects for adults. And the Comenius projects have a longer tradition in our school. It's the fourth project of this kind. We started the first one in 1999 with schools in Hungary, Italy and Great Britain. And it's the first time to have a partner school in Spain this year. One idea of this Comenius project is to learn languages and to improve the abilities. And the second one is to work together on a special topic.
What is our topic? Where we live, what we learn.
Oh,
Our teacher, Mr. Klaffenberg, and the teacher from Tenerife have chosen a subtitle that illustrates the difference between the two countries best, between the mountains and the sea. Next to me, Pascal Baer has taken a seat and he wants to introduce himself and talk about the climate in Tyrol.
Hello, my name is Pascal Baer. I live in Innsbruck. My favorite sport is, for example, climbing or walking. I have already been to Spain. My hobbies are swimming, climbing, playing football, and so on. One of my teachers considers me very critical, but he means that as a compliment. My favorite pop groups are Green Day, Linkin Park, Rise Against, and so on. My favorite book is 70 Miles to the Paradise.
Pascal, what is your topic in the Comenius project?
My topic was the climate of Tyrol. In Tyrol, we have a temperate climate, which is influenced by the West weather zone. We have humid summers, dry autumns, and snowy winters. The hottest month is July, with an average temperature of 23 degrees centigrade. The coldest month is January. It rains most often in July and hardly ever in February.
What will the weather be like in March when our partner class from Tenerife will be with us?
In March, it can still be a hard winter. A sunny spring is also possible.
We are the love, forgotten sons. We are the love, forgotten sons.
Paul Benze is my next interview partner.
Hello, my name is Paul. I live in Innsbruck. My favorite sport is biking. I like the snow in winter. I've already been to many countries in Europe. For example, in Spain or in Germany, in Poland. My hobbies are biking, climbing and playing volleyball. My favorite bands are Linkin Park and Rise Against. I like some films, for example, A-Team or some other action films.
Paul, what is your topic in the Comenius project?
I've written a paper on hydroelectricity. Today I'm gonna give you some information on this topic. Hydroelectricity is the term referring to electricity generated by hydropower. That means the production of electrical power through the use of the gravitational force of falling or flowing water. It's the most widely used form of renewable energy. Once a hydroelectric complex is constructed, the project produces no direct waste and has a considerably lower output level of the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide.
Thank you for the interview.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars or how she got them. As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten. Seconds, seldom to these words ring true when I'm constantly failing you. While
finally, I want to tell the pupils of our partner class that we are looking forward to meeting them. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Stay online on schulnetzradio.com. Schulnetzradio.
Welcome home.
Strength to go on. Till we don't have the strength to go on. Well, we-